Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and Allegra.
C-I-P-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog?
I'm Allegra Ringo, a small dog owner.
I'm Renee Culver, a big dog owner. On the boards is our producer, Alexis Preston. And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Allegra, may I tell you a little behind the scenes of the show?
Please.
From time to time, when we have a call-in guest, we record the guest and then we record the episode. Allegra.
Yes.
We have the world's best guest today.
We do, you guys. You guys are really going to like. We have a real heartwarming guest today. Yeah. I think you're really going to like
well,
her.
Well, I think it's because you guys that we have this guest.
Yeah, that's right. People, should I tell her who it is?
No, let's just keep it a secret. Let's just be surprise. Real irritating and real annoying and be like, just go ahead and click to 15 minutes into the show.
A little someone called. So I think you guys actually, you guys suggested we have her on. It is Jennifer Golbeck, who runs the Golden Ratio Twitter and Instagram. So you know her as the person. The Golden Ratio 4 is her handle, but to be fair, she now has 5 Golden Retrievers, who the handle refers to.
So obviously golden means Golden Retrievers. What else could it possibly mean in this world? And she's somehow even better than the Instagram. Because you're like, oh, okay, all right, I get it. The dogs, but whoever's running it. And then she's amazing.
It's really good, you guys. Yeah.
So I think you guys, well, you know how sometimes you talk something up real big and then the person actually like listens or sees whatever movie you're talking about. They're like, it was fine. You cried a lot you were telling me about it. There's a lot of hand gestures. I was expecting a lot.
Sure.
And then it can never meet up to the expectation, but I stand by my enthusiasm.
Oh,
I think it will meet your current expectations.
I think
listeners.
That's fair. Yeah. It's very sweet. You guys are going to like it. It put us in a nice, heartwarmed mood, I think. Yeah, it was nice doing it first.
It's just nice to meet good people these days.
This is us in LA. We're so like starved for like nice people. we're like, she was so nice. She doesn't live here. She's really nice. It's like,
she said thank you.
Yeah, I know.
It was a lot.
This is what living in LA does to you. It's quite sad.
Sure. But I like our show.
It's a really good show.
You want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they've gotten themselves into?
Yes, you guys.
No, okay.
A, heartwarming.
B,
A, obviously we've covered that. Duh. It's heartwarming.
Yeah.
B, guys, we have dogs we bet this week.
We'll talk all about it.
This is Renee's new introductory segment. This is, what is the pitch for this? Things you bet would happen this week?
Yes.
With dogs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay, listen. So I think you guys, you sweet, sweet listeners, so we've been at it for 3 years.
Yeah.
And for 3 years, you have listened to dogs we met this week.
So
and
many dogs.
Boy, have you been patient. I think, sometimes maybe mix it up a little bit. So I figured, you know what? Let's just take it easy. Just little baby steps.
Yeah.
We'll change one letter.
I love it.
Instead of dogs we met this week. Dogs we bet this week.
I really like it.
Easy peasy.
No one's freaking out.
Figure it out as we go.
Everyone, we're fine. We're all fine.
Everybody's okay.
Yeah. You guys, we went, oh, wait a minute. We've already met a lot of dogs. We met like 150 plus dogs.
And I think
that's enough.
A little bit like you and I are, natures of habit. And I think over and over again, they're just like, I overreacted. The owner handled it well. let me go ahead and guess what happened.
Yeah, you know what? Good point.
All right, fair. Somebody took a picture. I took a bad one. We get it. We know what happened.
Yeah, really, God bless you all for listening this far. So thank you guys for bearing with us. But it's Dogs We Bet this week. It's a good segment. You guys are going to like it.
Okay.
We also have a new My Mutt Minute from Denise and Miko. And we have, of course, guest Jennifer Golbeck, who could forget. But I already said that, so you haven't forgotten.
Yeah.
Wow, what an intro.
What fun. And then we just have a lot of thank yous at the end, right?
A
lot of cool stuff going on.
Yeah, we got a lot of fun stuff going on,
all
guys.
All right. You ready to get into it?
Let's do it.
Here we go. Okay, Lex.
I'm so excited.
Are you ready?
I'm freaking out.
The brand new segment.
Yes.
Oh, you're freaking out. That was so nice.
In a good way.
I was so excited to do the intro that I was like, I'm going to just train on
through
it without listening.
No, I was excited.
Thank you for being excited. So as we mentioned in the intro, listen, we just want to mix it up for you a little bit, but not change it so much that it's unfamiliar. So dogs we met this week is now dogs we bet this week.
Okay.
I was dog sitting all week long, and you were here. We have a little meeting on Fridays to do work. I'll go ahead and put that in quotes. It's mostly to just to gab.
Yeah, it's ostensibly to do work.
And then we'll send an email at the end. So I was talking to you. I've got two dogs here. Now, this dog has stayed with me multiple times.
Yeah.
Oh, but we have a little pee situation. Normally house trained, but when she comes in, the world is her backyard.
Oh,
including my house.
Sure.
But it hadn't happened. So I was talking to you and I was like, I think maybe we got past it. I think maybe she just was unfamiliar with it or whatever. And I was like, I bet it's not a problem. That was the dog I bet this week.
Oh, famous last words.
Oh, Allegra. Oh. So the dog that we were watching, she peed. We're talking. All of a sudden, just the sounds of a light waterfall.
Yeah.
We look over. Tug's joining in.
Yeah.
Just going to town.
Very, I've never seen this.
Tugboat, I never.
Very weird sight.
Never. He had one accident the day I got him and never since.
So weird.
Tug's peeing all over the place.
Just going for it.
I panicked. I let a little out.
Sure.
It's just we're all peeing in the house.
Everyone's peeing
a
mess.
A mess. So boy, did I lose that bet of, you know what? I think we're past that. I think nobody pees in the house. But here's what I wanted to switch it up with a little bit. What did we learn from this?
Great question to ask ourselves every day.
So I took myself to Google and I found websites. Oh, the ads. You know, the ads pop up. You can't see a thing. So I found a website called Quick and Dirty Tips.
Okay.
And this one is a case study, the formerly house trained dog.
Oh.
So if you want more information on it, you can just Google that. And it's actually a podcast that you can listen to. Just quick 8 minutes and she'll describe in detail. If you have a dog who was house trained, but now they're having some slip ups, she explains one, probably some scenarios of why it's happening, and then two, how to fix it.
Okay.
So I'm gonna give you a quick overview. So the first one is that they're just stressors, and the first stress can be it's just a different environment, which would make sense for the dog that was staying here.
Right.
Just a different place.
Sure.
She hadn't been here before, different.
And makes sense with Tug, right? Because his environment changed because a new dog came in.
Yes, exactly. So different people in the house for all people involved. Now, they're not defense. They've done this plenty of times before.
Sure.
So, but okay, let's allow that. So yeah. A different environment. The second one, though, was a stressor outside. It was 117 degrees in the valley.
It was absolutely insane that day.
So hot.
Yeah.
It was so hot to the point where you're just trying to keep him on the grass and you're only letting him out for a second just because the pavement's too hot.
It's too bad.
Tug will not stand for booties.
Sure.
So it's just a thing, which I didn't consider.
Sure.
It's too hot outside. And then the third one is their diet changing? And because it's so hot, both of those kiddos were just going through the water bowl like nobody's business.
Sure.
So, okay. I was like, where is this coming from?
And she's
like,
me too.
It's very obvious. It's hot outside. They're drinking too much. That's what happened.
That does make a lot of sense, to be fair.
Yeah.
I too was like, oh no, everything's out the window. Like, what do we do now? This is crazy.
Go. Yeah.
But so it was,
I think then, and one of the things they touch on is that you think it's vengeance. You're like, you're not paying attention to me. I'm just going to pee. And she was very quick to be like, if only dogs did think like people.
Yeah.
If only. They don't. They're just opportunists.
Right.
Here's a spot.
Right.
What they think.
It's very easy to anthropomorphize and be like, they're getting revenge. They're being guilty. They're doing this. And it's like, guys, sorry. Like, they're not. Yeah. They're not actually thinking on that level. And thank God for that in many cases.
Right. Just so we're clear, did that stop me from doing that? Just now, Tug huffed and puffed a little bit. And I was like, well, now he's mad that I'm telling everybody.
Yeah, well. Okay, Tug, what do you want?
All right, thanks, Mom. Gotta tell everybody.
I know, I do it constantly.
Right.
But it's true. It's like, well, they're just kind of trying to get along in the world.
Exactly.
And then we put all these expectations on them.
Precisely.
Yeah, makes sense.
And then she said, the solution is you just go back to basics.
Okay.
The same way that you trained them initially. If you want to crate train, you can crate train. But try to keep them on an exact schedule.
Okay.
And then take them out a little bit more. Praise them like crazy when they go outside.
Oh, sure. So back to like puppyhood kind of.
Yeah. And you're back to A.
Interesting.
So that is a dog I bet this week and lost.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
But great segment. And the podcast you learned her from is called Quick and Dirty Tips.
Yeah, Quick and Dirty Tips.
Awesome.
And then it's a case study, the formerly house trained dog.
That is so good to know. I think that was a great dog's you bet this week.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Legs.
Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time for My Mutt Minute with Denise and Miko. Hit it!
My name is Denise, and my dog's name is Miko. He's a husky mix I adopted from a family that didn't want him anymore about 5 years ago. He will be 7 in September. His middle name is DeGallo. That's right, his full name is Miko DeGallo. Miko comes with 3 personalities: cuddle love bug, teenager with angst, and cat. Some days he wants to snuggle on the couch and watch Netflix. Some days I have to force him out of bed because he wants to sleep until noon. Other days he looks at me in disgust for disgracing him with my presence. If food or belly rubs are involved, he's your BFF. If not, he realizes there's nothing in it for him and he's out. When new people come over, he jumps into their lap for pets and looks at me out of the corner of his eye as the proud traitor that he is. My favorite physical part about Miko is the fur between his shoulder blades. It is long like a hyena with an underneath color of dark gray and an on-top color of white tips like a Backstreet Boy. My favorite internal part about Miko is his laziness. He's the chillest and most tolerant husky you'll ever meet. Miko is my best friend. Through all of the hard times these past 5 years, he's been my only constant. He's spoiled rotten, gets along with everyone and everything, and I love him more than life itself. If you're ever in the Fort Worth, Texas area, come by and give Miko some belly rubs and table scraps, okay?
You're so good.
Oh boy, you guys are all right. Denise, that was amazing.
So good.
And Miko, you're the world's best dog.
Yeah.
That made us laugh out loud several times.
That was so funny. Describing him as a proud traitor. Very hilarious description
of
a dog.
It's so true. I don't know why they do that, but they just, anytime a guest is over, they're just like, well, looks like you're not number one anymore.
I know we just talked about making the mistake of anthropomorphizing dogs.
Sure,
but we're back on board.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's so
just
fun
because
to
it's
do.
Wrong doesn't mean I'm not going to do it.
No, it's so fun. Come on. We all know it's true.
I love it. And Backstreet Boy fur.
That was so funny.
I love it.
Really good description. Also love, I like saying your favorite external and your favorite internal quality.
Yeah.
Great methodology.
Couldn't be better. And then she sent us pictures of Miko so we can post it when it comes out. Let me show you real quick. You're going to die.
Oh, he's really cute. He's like a golden looking husky.
He's
like white,
so
maybe?
Cute. Yeah, I think, sorry, that was my laptop.
Oh, so cute.
Being dirty.
Oh, no. Sorry. Oh, he's like a husky with like washcloths all over
him. Oh, it's just very funny. It's just got a thought with one of those fingerprint ears. That's interesting.
That's unique. I wasn't picturing him as being one solid color, though.
Yeah.
That was a cool surprise.
He's so cool. Denise, incredible My Mom Minute. And then also the heartwarming part at the end. Boy, is it great. I
so
know
sweet.
It's such a cliche phrase of like, I saved him and he saved me right back. But yeah, it's amazing what they do. Incredible My Minute. Good job, Denise and Miko.
Renee?
Yes, ma'am.
We have a very special Jumbotron.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay, this is a message for Hunter. This is a message from Paige Lurie and her CIPYD friends. It says, Hunter, you were the best lover of dogs. While we are sad that you are gone, we are comforted that now you can give belly rubs to all our dogs who have crossed the Rainbow Bridge. We promise to give as many belly rubs as possible on your behalf. We send you our love and our dogs send kisses. You are missed. Very
you guys,
sweet.
Hunter, we love you.
Paige,
we love you so much. And group,
yeah.
You guys, this community is truly incredible.
So sweet.
And it's pretty awesome what can happen, you know, when things are not good and we bond together. So we love you guys so much.
Absolutely.
And then sweet Katrina, who is just the best. I'm just like, but if you don't want to end on a sad note, Paige's birthday's coming up, which is also happy birthday, Paige.
Yeah, happy birthday, Paige. We're sending you special birthday wishes.
Yes, we love you so, so much.
Hi, I'm Paula Poundstone.
And I'm Adam Felber.
Adam, I haven't gotten one thing done today.
Well, let me see your to-do list. Well, here. Make 30-second promo for Nobody Listens to Paula Poundstone, so at least you're getting that done.
Score!
Except you haven't said what the show is about.
We're like a comedy field guide to life, starring me and you. I give useful advice, and we have real experts to talk about things like how to keep a friend or what to do when you encounter a bear.
Bully for you, but you haven't said where people can find the show.
Oh. MaximumFun.org or wherever you find your podcasts.
Beginning this summer, you can listen to new episodes of Inside Pop every other week for an even deeper dive inside the world of pop culture.
Now, we're still bringing you our brilliant insight, always on the nose opinions, and insidery inside information on the most interesting pop culture stories of the week.
And we'll also have interviews with the pop culture professionals who create the culture you crave.
For example, we'll speak to casting directors about how they find the right talent for the right role.
We'll talk to music supervisors about how they choose the music to create the right mood.
And we'll grill producers who'll discuss what exactly a producer does.
Oh man, Sean, how many times has someone said to you, oh, you're a producer, so what do you actually do?
So many times.
Same here. So make sure to catch Inside Pop every other Wednesday on Maximum Fun to indulge your pop culture obsessions.
And to hear in-depth interviews from the movers and the shakers in TV, music, film, and more.
Guys, we are super excited to be here with Jennifer Golbeck, who you might know better as The Golden Ratio 4 on Twitter or Instagram. She runs The Golden Ratio Twitter accounts, and to be fair, the handles are The Golden Ratio 4, but now there are 5 of them. Welcome, Jennifer. Thank you for being here.
So glad to be here.
Jennifer, 5 golden retrievers.
Oh my gosh, it's the best. It is like a lot of fur, but also so much joy.
How did you end up with 5 golden retrievers? That's so many golden retrievers.
I never thought I would be this crazy dog person. yeah, I grew up with goldens, but we always had like 1 or 2. And right before I got out of undergrad, I got my first golden puppy. I had to like sneak it into the dorm for a couple weeks. Oh my God, she was amazing. And so I had her, and then about a year later, I got another one. So we had a pair, and they both made it to like 13.
Wow.
And yeah, we were really lucky. My oldest one passed in, I guess, 2012, and then the other one in 2013. And I was like, well, you know, maybe I'll take a year without having a dog because, you know, traveling and stuff is hard.
Sure.
And like, I was literally walking out of the vet's office after we had to put the last one down. I was like, I need a dog now. Like,
yeah, I get it.
Yeah. So I got Hopper, who has the longest tenure in the house. And then we started fostering, and I had a couple really good fosters. I maybe should have kept one of them. But then Hopper's mom was having another litter, so I said, yeah, I'll take another one of Hopper. And then we got Venkman, so they're 5 and 4 now. And then we kept fostering. We had about a dozen fosters, all golden retrievers, come through one at a time. We'd get their medical issues taken care of, kind of give them the love they needed because most of them had been denied that love, find them great homes. I never thought I would keep one. I think we kept one who was, you know, like 14 years old, and she clearly didn't have very long left, and we just kind of gave her a good end. But yeah, I always was just like, yeah, adopt him out, find him a new home. That's our mission. And we had done so many, and I was like, you know, I need a break because it's kind of, you know, it's upsetting to the dog. It's stressful to bring a new one in.
Sure.
So I told the rescue, we need a break. And they said, okay. I dropped off my last guy at his house. I get home, and the rescue has left me a voicemail that's like, you know, we have this bonded pair. No one will foster them.
Oh, no.
They're going to have to go into boarding. Could you please just foster them, and then you can have a break? And I was like, fine.
Right.
And, the guy who transports them picked him up from the house. They actually had been just abandoned. Like, their owners moved and left him in the backyard.
Oh,
and eventually a neighbor found them, but the neighbor, you know, was not in a situation to take on 2 dogs, so turned him over to the Golden Rescue. So they come to me, and as soon as, like, literally they walked into my backyard, and they were there for about 2 minutes, and I was like, oh, no. Like, these dogs feel like they live here. Now I have 4 dogs.
Yeah.
And I get, you know, you have to foster for 2 weeks before anyone, you or anybody else, can adopt them.
Sure.
And so I said to my husband, I'm like, you know, I really think we should keep them. They feel like they live here, but you can pick. He's like, oh, we should adopt them out. I'm like, I got 2 weeks to convince him. It took like 3 days. He's like, yeah, there's thing. So
right.
Suddenly we had 4, and that was, you know, about a year and a half ago. And then this past December, the rescue called and they said, we know you said you might consider another senior, and we have this 13-year-old. I called my husband. I'm like, what do you think? He's like, what difference does it make? Like 4 or 5, like, sure,
perfect answer.
Bring her in. So that was Queso, who is our oldest one. And so now we have 5. And that's pretty much a hard limit. We could fit one more, but like, now when we go places, we have to take 2 cars, right?
That's so funny.
Jennifer, I love this so much.
Yeah, we like went down to Florida for the winter, and I was like, oh, We have to take two cars. Like, we literally cannot fit all the humans and the dogs in one. So I guess technically we could go to six, because, you know, three dogs per car plus a human. But we don't have any plans to go to six yet.
Oh, my word. That is so fun. But then again, what difference does it make?
Yeah, exactly. Five or six. Listen, I think you have excellent merch. And if you're up for it, I feel like what difference does it make could be another shirt that we add to your arsenal of all these dogs. Yeah, one more what difference does it make? Might as well. So, okay, when you add the two and then you added the pair that couldn't be separated, how did they get along initially? Was it just immediately a Fantastic Four?
Like, perfect. Yeah. They got it. So we have a little fenced yard in the back. You know, we live right on the border of Washington, D.C., so we don't have a ton of space. But we, you know, bring them out. We introduce everybody in the yard so they have some space. And they literally were, like, in a train, just tracing each other in circles around the yard, like, one after the other. We have a very zen household. Like, everyone who comes here is like, oh, my gosh, like, your house is, like, it's so calming and peaceful. And that's, like, majorly important to us. And so we didn't, you know, some people get a bunch of dogs and they rescue them and you got to keep some in different rooms and they don't all get along. And I never wanted that. So all of ours just get along famously. There's never been a fight. No one has ever snapped at each other. It's wow. Just super peaceful coexistence. It's amazing.
Gosh, I love this so much. So your Instagram, which again, I think I feel like all of our listeners are already following it, but Golden Ratio 4, if you guys want to look at it while we talk about this. How do you tell these pups apart?
Well, so first there's the younger two,
okay.
Hopper and Venkman. They're blonde. They're, you know, the other three are all seniors. They're all pretty old. So you can tell those are the younger two. They look really the same because they're half sisters, right? They have the same mom.
Right.
You know, once I understand that people confuse them, but once you spend enough time, you start to see the differences. But for the older three, so Queso, who is our newest one, she's the oldest. She's huge. She's like 100 pounds, and she's got like a big pink nose, a big giant head. Like, she definitely looks distinct. and then the pair that came to us, Maggie and Jasmine. Jasmine's like a pretty dainty girl. Maggie is the weird. She looks like Bear in the Big Blue House. Do you guys remember that show?
Yes. Yeah.
She totally looks like Bear from the Big Blue House. She is not fat, but she's unfortunately shaped. She looks really chubby. She's adorable, but she's got like a totally white face. You know, perfect sugar face.
Right.
Where Jasmine kind of, she's got white, but she's still got some brown on there. So once you spend enough time, our followers always get really excited, like once it clicks for them, and they're like, oh my gosh, I can tell them all apart.
I love it. Now, I'm sure you're going to ask this quite a bit. Do you know the stats on how much it costs to feed five golden retrievers?
Yeah. Well, you know, so Venkman, who's the youngest one, she's had three orthopedic surgeries. She just was kind of a lemon when it came to the joints.
Buddy.
She's a just adorable, crazy, wonderful dog, but she really needs to keep her weight down, and she's a very petite dog. She should weigh about 55 pounds. Which is small for a golden. And last time we took her to the vet, she weighed 78. I was like, that can't be right. And they're like, it looks like it's right. Like, that is a fat dog.
That might be right. Yeah.
So, and all the dogs except Jasmine could have stood to lose a few pounds. So they are all on not just diet food, but prescription diet food, which runs us about $80 every 2 weeks.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, maybe okay. Every week and a half, which is, frankly, nothing compared to the heartworm and the flea medicine. Time we have to refill on that. But, you know, like I was broke for most of my life, you know. I was in grad school for a long time. I was taught very well by my mom to live on a budget. And so now that, like, I have a real grown-up salary and a good job, you know, that does pay really well, I feel, like, so grateful that I don't really have to worry that much. Like, we can totally afford all of it. And it just feels like such a gift that I can have all these dogs and not stress about, you know, all the money that it does take to kind of healthfully maintain them all.
Oh, my gosh, you're such a good person. I love this so much. So with these pups, I think golden retrievers maybe are pretty good about wanting to please. Do these kiddos have some tricks for you?
Hopper is like the best trick dog. She actually did like a class when she was a puppy, so she'll do like a fist bump.
Whoa.
She can roll over, spin around in circles. But the thing, you know, frankly, that they're all really good at is getting their picture taken, which I inadvertently trained them to do. Because we post all these pictures, and so I'll like hold a snack. They all stare at the snack. And so now they've just kind of learned when the camera comes out, they have to look at the camera for like 10 seconds.
Wow.
So they're super good at it now. And then, you know, they do get snacks, but that's a pretty good trick to get five dogs to sit still and look at the camera.
There are so many good pictures of your five dogs on social media. It seems impossible.
And I think Allegra's one. Allegra maybe doesn't have the gift of photography.
No.
It is very easy to take a bad dog photo and very hard to get a good one.
Especially with multiple dogs, like all squirming around and being crazy. Like if I get a good photo of one dog, I'm like, wow, this is a great day. I've really done it.
Obviously, I have two questions. I guess the first is, how did you get into fostering golden retrievers?
Well, so when I had to put down my other two, I had started looking into maybe just rescuing one. And I had visited a couple who just, you know, weren't great fits. But when they did the home visit, which is part of like the application process, they send someone to like check out your yard, see what your house is like, so you get the right fit dog when you adopt one. And I guess we impressed her because she's like, you totally need to foster dogs. And I was like, cool. Like the worst thing that happens is you foster a dog and you fall in love and then you adopt the dog. You get first dibs, right?
Yeah.
So it's like kind of a great setup because you can try them out. And if they don't feel perfect, you get to find them the best home. And if they do feel perfect, you get to keep them. And so I thought maybe we'd foster one or two. And it just, it's, you know, now it's a little hard having five to bring in another one to foster. So we don't really, you know, we're not actively fostering now, but it's such a rewarding thing. And the really interesting thing is with the first one I had, you know, I talked to all these people who had fostered and they're like, the dog will pick their house. Hmm. And I was like, this is such a bunch of BS, like, you know, new age dog talk, right? Whatever. And oh my God, it's so true. Like I took that dog around to five different people who wanted to adopt her. And we went to the house that eventually took her. And she just like walked in the front door, got up on the couch with like their 6-year-old, sat down to watch TV, kind of put her head on his lap. It was like, she totally lived there. And every single one of the dogs has been like that. The house that I take them to that ends up adopting them, they are completely different in that house than the other ones. And that is like such an amazing thing to take these dogs who have been almost, you know, occasionally you get the one where like, oh, the owner dies or has to go into hospice or something. But mostly it's people who just don't want the dog anymore. And they have been neglecting the dog for quite a while before that. So they come, especially Goldens, right? They need so much love and they come kind of deprived of that and often like really hungry and flea bitten and kind of in bad shape. And you get to like patch them up and then deliver them to this house that is like the best fit and going to give them just the best rest of their life and so much love. Like that is such a fun thing to do. And I mean, I love fostering because I get to be that person that gives that present to the dog.
Oh, that's okay. Just give us a quick second. Have a quick cry
or
break.
Totally cry.
It's so beautiful.
That's
amazing.
That's so sweet.
I love it so much. Okay, so for that very heartwarming thing, let me just go ahead and swing over to as shallow as can be. And then how do you become an Instagram star?
I don't know how it happened.
Right.
It's crazy. And so I'm a professor in my real life, and I'm a computer scientist, and I study social media, so I like kind of know how this stuff works, and I'm still shocked that it happened. You know, on Twitter, I think we got a lot of Twitter followers because we did a couple Snapchat takeovers for dog rates.
Cool.
So, you know, every time we would take over their Snapchat for a day, we'd put up our Twitter handle and people would follow us. But I have no idea how all these people found us on Instagram. Like, I kind of was like, oh, I guess I should put them on Instagram too. And we get so much engagement and like comments and likes, and is wonderful on Instagram. So I don't know how it happened, but it kind of won me over to Instagram. I was not a big user of it before, and just the community of people there are so nice. It's kind of, I mean, we've got a great group on Twitter too, but Twitter also has like all the toxic nonsense.
Right, yeah.
I don't see any of that on Instagram. It's just all like really wonderful stuff. So Yeah, it's awesome.
Oh my gosh, I love it. So also, it was kind of a dumb question. How do you do? Oh, you put five golden retrievers in a picture, Renee. That's how you do it.
That's kind of true. Yeah. I have the benefit of great content, like without much work.
That's amazing. Okay, now this is putting you on the spot far too much. But can you name all of your, the ones that you've had as a pet, not fostered, but all of your golden retrievers that you've had?
Well, I think so. So Goldie was my first one. Like, she was a year older than me, so I was born into her life, and I still have dreams about her. Like, aww. I love her so much. So Goldie was my first one, and then we actually had a black lab, the one non-golden in the mix named Max. And then my suicide prevention dog was Major, who we got when I was a depressed eighth grader.
Wow.
And I think my parents were like, she's in a bad spot. Like, let's let her get a dog. So he was wonderful. And then we got Sam when I was probably a freshman in high school. And then I went to college. So my first dog of my own was named Pi, like the number.
I'm proud of you.
I'm a geek. And then the younger one that I got right after her is named K, just the letter K. And then I just had them. And once they passed, then I got Hopper and Venkman. We adopted another dog called Goldie number two, who we had for about 2 weeks until she passed. So we kind of got to give her a great happy end to her life. And then we also have Jasmine and Maggie and Queso now.
Oh my gosh, I love it. We were in love with you before, but this conversation is just, Jennifer, you are good people. Thank you for what you do.
Thanks.
This is amazing.
Yeah, what a touching conversation. This is so cool to learn about.
Now, we usually wrap it up by playing a game called Name That Dog, and we give you the breed of a dog that we've mentioned in conversation. But I think because it's only been golden retrievers, could we switch it a bit and you give us your favorite nickname for a golden retriever?
Hmm.
Oh, my favorite nickname for a golden retriever. So I want to have a golden, actually, like, if, you know, all the fosters, they come with names. Queso was Casey, and we changed it. But if I got to name another one, I would love to name a dog Gigabyte. It's like computer science-y and geeky, but it's just adorable. I would love to name a dog Gigabyte.
Oh, God. Standing ovation for me.
That's cute. You can call him Gig for short. Gig, get over here.
Gig,
That's so cute.
I love it.
Great idea.
Okay, so obviously everybody wants to follow you. I think we've mentioned a few times, but one more time for our listeners. Let them know where all they can find you online.
So we're the Golden Ratio 4 everywhere. Instagram and Twitter is really like our main space, but we're also, we have a great Snapchat channel. And so if you do snap, you can follow us, but I post videos of all the daily snaps onto Twitter, so you can get those there. And then we're on YouTube and Facebook too, but Twitter and Instagram are really the core spot.
Awesome.
So good. Yeah. Highly recommend.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Our listeners were the ones who introduced us to you, and just Allegra and I couldn't be bigger fans, and our listeners as well. So thanks for being so great.
I love the podcast. So thanks for having me.
Yay.
All right, guys.
Da-doo.
Before we go.
Yes.
We have some huge thank yous.
Big ones.
Okay. So just the other day, Jean from our group let us know that a bunch of you guys made some donations in honor of our third anniversary.
Come on.
Which is so sweet. So they donated to Dogs Without Borders, where Pistachio is from.
Amazing.
Wags and Walks, where Tug is from.
Oh, yeah.
And Sante d'Or, which is where Rick is from. They said we couldn't leave Rick out.
Can't handle it.
It's so
you
sweet.
Guys. Because just like the thought alone to even care is so significant and such a big deal. Then to bond together with other people and then to give back to the community. You guys, I can't. It's great. Thank you. Well, thank you.
Yes.
And then also, thanks. Uh-oh. Renee's speechless.
Well,
and by speechless.
Is this a kind of
here's
how I
do speechless. It's just, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, you guys. This was so sweet, so nice. Thank you for including Rick. He feels very loved. He's very happy. It's so sweet of you guys. Thank you so much. We don't know what else to say.
Okay, legs. We did it.
Whoa.
My heart has never been warmer.
Mine either. It's on fire.
Ooh, hot heart. Ooh, hot heart. You guys, you know what's so great about this episode is that every part of the heartwarming parts was brought to us by our listeners.
Yes.
Like the, like even our guest.
I know.
It's just, yeah. So in case you guys were like, nah, we don't matter.
And why would you ever? If you think sit around thinking that sometimes.
Yeah, this podcast is 100% because of our listeners. So yeah. Thank you guys so much. But there's a lot of other great podcasts to check out on Maximum Fun. Bubble is still going. It's great. It's a new podcast coming out this summer. It's a narrative podcast. So check that one out. And then what else are you listening to?
I'm always listening to Sawbones. That's mm-hmm. a real fun one. I am listening to Bubble. Very fun. Even if you don't like sci-fi, which I don't. It's very fun.
Still fun. Still doing it. And then everybody you love is part of it.
Oh my God, like every person on earth.
Check it out. It's great. Just for that alone. And then, yeah, you guys, this community that you have created, that you were part of, here's how you get into it. If you're not yet, we do through social media. So on Facebook, we are Can I Pet Your Dog? We're a closed group, but we'll add you as long as what, Legs?
You are not a bot.
No bots.
Because they're not heartwarming enough.
Yeah.
They're cold-hearted bots.
Tell you what, like if they were a little bit more philanthropic.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd let them right on in.
Exactly.
Exactly. But just, I look at the resume.
Yeah.
Volunteering isn't even on it.
Make the effort, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not getting in.
Exactly. So bots, grow your hearts. Then we'll let you on in.
Renee is on the warpath. Bots, grow your hearts. Whoa, harsh words. Harsh words, Renee.
Oh, we're also on Twitter and Instagram at CIPYD Podcast. We want to see pictures of your dogs. Please tweet them at us. And again, a little tip. If you tag a billion people, it makes it harder for us to retweet. Mm-hmm. But if you just tag us, that's a real easy retweet for us. I know that's kind of a pain in the butt. But yeah, it's easier for us to see your pups if you do it that way.
It's a great tip.
Yeah.
We also want to say thank you so much to everyone who has written us a review on iTunes or rated us. It helps us out a lot. And they're so sweet, just like all of you guys. They're very sweet and creative and funny and interesting to read. So thank you so much if you've written us a review. If you haven't and you have a few minutes this week, if you could head over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe, we would greatly appreciate it. It helps us out a lot.
Yes. Thank you so much to Aaron Hagen for our theme song, Paige Weldon for our logo, and to Alexis for being the world's best producer.
True.
Make sure to check out her podcast, which is called Allegra.
Hollow Public Radio.
Hollow Public Radio.
Very good. Another fun narrative podcast. Yeah. That's the new trend, you guys.
Real fun.
Get on trend.
I love it. And do we have anything else? Is that it?
I think just make sure your heart is warm.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you to our mods who run the Facebook group.
Oh, yes. Always.
You guys are the best.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Me and my warm heart are going to sign out. You ready?
Yes.
Here it goes. Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.